Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined here right now by nautical expert and head of mining at Edison Research, Charlie Gibson, and also by Mark Ostwald, strategist at ADM Investor Services International. How are you today, Mark?
Good. Enjoying absorbing that flash crash in sterling overnight and thinking about the longer term things. I mean, I think the first aspect of it, regardless of what caused it, which is rather immaterial, is I think a lot of people thought we'd seen the lows when we had the big flash crash. Well, it wasn't a flash crash. Yeah, just the big crash on Brexit referendum night. And suddenly we're searching out levels which are some 10 to 14 large figures lower. So it does prove that sometimes, you know, people think, oh, well, yes, that was just aberrant. It was the referendum. It won't happen again. Oh, and we're even lower.
Actually, the Prime Minister is saying it will happen again. Is it a sign of instability, though?
I think it tells you how badly the market is intermediated nowadays. Eminently, you know, the Auckland Open is very, very thin, and they probably don't have a lot of clues about what goes on with the pound sterling. They can send mainly with looking at yen and dollar against Kiwi and Aussie. But it does tell you how badly the market is, market made, so to speak, nowadays, which I think should be a good cause of concern for everybody. I think the more material concern at the moment is that we're suddenly in this situation. Mr. Carney was talking, even very recently about, well, we're going to cut rates again. Well, Mr. Carney seems to be part of the architect of this fall in sterling. And we're starting to see, having received a lot of praise from the political fraternity, we had those comments from Mrs. May earlier in the week saying, the damage of low interest rates and of QE, something needs to be done about it. And then we've got Tory grandee John Redwood in his blog this morning talking about Parliament needing to dress the Bank of England down and get it to reverse. So the real big concern here for sterling and above all for gilt yields is that Bank of England may lose its independence or at the very least see Mr. Carney sacked.
The independence that it doesn't really have.
Which is the interesting part of Mr. Redwood's blog. He opens up with a sentence, the Bank of England is not independent, it's a creature of the UK Parliament, which I think is a very strong hint as to where things are going under this particular government, this idea of independence, which the Conservative Party was never particularly keen on.
No, well, it was a Labour Party thing. One of the first things they
did. Gordon Brown did, basically, because people were doubtful about whether monetary policy would be handled well under a Labour Chancellor.
Exactly.
But what it does leave us with is two things which I think are important. One, we've ramped up break-even inflation rates here in the UK. It's one of the less talked about aspects, but we were on 30-year break-even inflation rates prior to the August MPC meeting at 2.9. That's already at 3.4. If we're going to have this sort of volatility in sterling and this weakness in sterling,
so that translate that for us. On the 30-year,
the market's implying over 30 years.
So it's 2.9% a year for 30 years.
Yeah, and it's now gone up to 3.4.
So the danger is if we have a couple of years of zero, that figure starts, it should, all other things.
Well, it has come down enormously over the years, but it's now because of the weakness in sterling, because of the assumption that prices will rise quite sharply now because of that weakness in sterling being ramped up quite heavily. The question I would have is 3.4 enough? And in five-year terms, it's only 2.9. I very much doubt it.
And we are in that territory where Mr. Carney has to write a letter to the Bank of England, aren't we?
Isn't
it two plus minus one?
Yeah, at the moment he's writing to explain why it's
too low,
undershooting, but that's going to change quite rapidly.
We've got a couple of slides to look at.
Yep. You can just do a word search and just instead of too high, go too low.
So that is that. You can see how it turned.
Yeah, look at
and we're above the levels that we were at the end of last year, which I think is far more significant. So you're looking at that level. I'm saying, well, what's the right level? It's about 4%. Now, if you look at 4% on break evens,
why is 4% the right level?
Because I think we're going to get more inflation if we're going to carry on having this sterling weakness, which I assume we are. given the sort of negotiations on Brexit, the opening salvos are starting to look really quite confrontational rather than something which can be organised between former friends.
More like a divorce.
If you're looking at 4% inflation rate and then you've got 10-year yields, conventional yields, at 0.8, and you have 30-year yields at 1.6, which part of those are insufficient levels of yields? To, you know, even if you said, right, well, if the economy is going to be in trouble, perhaps the UK should be having negative real interest rates of, say, minus one and a half, minus two. But on that basis, then 30-year yields need to be near 2%, not 1.6, and 10-year yields probably need to be a lot closer to 1.5% rather than the 0.8 that we've currently got, which is bad news for the gilt market. It also obviously implies that instead of the next move in UK interest rates being down,
it might have to be up.
It might well have to be up. And the real danger,
and that'll clobber the economy. I mean, that won't it?
That would certainly clobber the economy. But you're going to have you're either going to have one thing or the other. Either the Bank of England says, but we need to look through the rise in inflation because the economy isn't strong enough to withstand it. In which case, it gets taken out on the pound, and you can start thinking about that 108 level from the middle 1980s as your target, or we put a floor under sterling but kill the economy with an interest rate hike. You know, it's the devil in the deep blue sea type stuff.
Final chart to look at.
Well, that's the five-year one, which is, you know, as you can see, it's also been ramping up, but it also tells you just how much it's changed relative to the end of last year. At the end of last year, we were thinking we were going to be around the old target of 2.5%. Now we're talking about marching well north of 3%.
Unfortunately, we're run out of time, Charlie. I know you're very keen. Maybe you can ask the next guest the question. Mark Oswald, strategist for ADM Investor Services International. Thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.